Mohawk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC and always News. Streaming on the Watt. Civic
Media Another app. Potential humanitarian crisis in eastern Ukraine. Hundreds of thousands have had to be evacuated because of a major dam break. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge.
It's noteworthy that President Zelensky of Ukraine on at least two occasions last year warned that Russia might try and blow that dam up. What is not clear right now is how much the flooding and the unfolding crisis might impact Ukrainian offensive operations along that crucial southern front line.
Honoring those who fought at Normandy on the day the Allied invasion took place 79 years ago, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The veterans of World War II, we salute you. You saved the world. We must merely defend it.
Officials are investigating whether Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis was behind a flight that picked up asylum seekers on the Texas border and flew them, apparently without their knowledge, to Sacramento, California. This is ABC News. Oklahoma's Attorney General now warning that a new charter school may violate the Constitution. A state school board has approved the first religious school in the country to get public funds. Some retailers now coming up with creative ways to fight shoplifting.
The security cameras at Ted's Borderland Hardware in West Laco, Texas, recently captured video of a would-be thief.
She came in, picked up a roll of wire, and tried to return it.
Co-owner Hayden Ellis has begun posting videos like that on the store's Facebook page.
If you're going to come in and do this, we're going to do our best to put your face on the internet and get people to know you for that.
He's even come up with a new slogan.
We make thieves famous.
Ellis says the public shaming appears to be cutting into shoplifting at his store. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And air quality alerts up in parts of the Northeast today. The problem? Smoke pouring into the U.S. from the out-of-control wildfires in Canada. New York under a haze, and experts say people with breathing problems should take precautions. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Area Public Schools passed resolutions during a packed school board meeting. Last night, four resolutions were proposed, three passed unanimously after an almost four-hour meeting. Resolutions that passed include one for a capital referendum to build a new elementary school. The second involves setting up an outside study to adjust school boundaries. The third resolution would put into motion the closing of Weequeyoc Elementary School. Students from Weequeyoc would be relocated to Red Smith Community School. A huge fire was put out this morning in Sheboygan Falls, taking crews from 13 different agencies to get it under control. According to the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office, the fire started shortly after 2 a.m. on Meadowlark Road. Firefighters say no one was seriously injured. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
ProQS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Calvin, you might not remember this, but one of the great things Donald Trump did, mark this down. One of the great things Donald Trump did in his time was created something called Space Force. You remember he created Space Force, right? We haven't heard much about Space Force since he created it. But apparently, man, there's some stuff that's been going on that our government has been keeping away from us. You believe in extraterrestrial stuff, man?
Yes.
You believe ETs and all that kind of stuff? And
I don't know if we've been visited. Like, I don't know if there's extraterrestrials that have been to Earth, but I believe they're out there somewhere.
Okay. So there's more and more information coming out. Now, this is today's June 6th. So this article is as recent as they can be. It's in today's Huffington Post, and it talks about the UFO bombshell. The United States intelligence whistleblower says feds have an intact craft. Now, let me, I love sci-fi movies, man. You know, I mean, I'm so deranged when it comes to sci-fi movies, man. I watch some of the stuff from 1958 where the monsters look like a basketball, right? I mean, they don't scare anybody. All those old movies, man. It's the worst, what's the stuff, man, when you make up and all that kind of stuff. It's just horrible. And you can't believe any of the stuff because you haven't seen any of those real old movies, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, don't. You know, like Attack of the Green Onion. And, you know, they've got this onion, you know, coming after the people. But they always got something crazy. But you did see Independence Day, the first one, right?
Yeah, with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Not Will Ferrell, Will Smith. Yeah. That was the Freudian slip.
Okay, no, we got that, man. We all make those. But they had the intact spacecraft, right? Had been there. They had this intact spacecraft. It had been there for some time. They had the alien in the spacecraft. And so didn't tell anybody anything about it. Well, this David Gersh says the government has been lying to Americans for decades about what it really has found. He claims that they have intact spacecraft that have visited this planet, And just won't tell the people. A whistleblower served in the U.S. military and in several intelligence roles says the federal government has multiple craft of non-human origin and has been working overtime to cover it up. I will say this. I always ask the questions, man, when we started, you know, we've got the space station. You don't hear much about the space station, do we?
Nope, not really.
Right. And you know there's a lot of activities always going on at the space station. It's multinational. It doesn't belong to America. Even though America and Russia are stark enemies, they both work together in what's happening at the space station. All nations are engaged for the most part and involved with sending people back and forth to the space station. You ever wonder why? Why is it that these nations can't get along on Earth, but we somehow collectively agree to this thing about space and the space station and all the things that they've taken up to the space station? And it's kind of a secret. You know, I mean, we know it's there, but we don't really know why. And we don't know how much they've expanded it. And we don't know what they're doing up there. But it certainly makes you pause and think that there's got to be something that makes the nations come together and spend the amount of time. They're probably people up there now. They're up there all the time. And sometimes for a year, and sometimes longer. But never, I think, is there a time when the space station is not being utilized. So this gentleman, David Gersh, says that, you know, there are these non-human origin technical vehicles that our nation has been finding, either having crashed or even been able to get their hands on. They are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, call it spacecraft, if you will, non-human exotic or origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed, David Grush told News National on Monday. In some cases, agents found more than just vehicles. Well, naturally, when you recover something that's either landed or crashed, sometimes you encounter dead pilots. And believe it or not, as fantastical as that sounds, it's true, he said. So he says they found pilots in these contraptions. Earlier in the day, the debrief reported that Grush has told both Congress and the U.S. Inspector General that this information was illegally withheld from lawmakers who have recently held hearings on UFO activity. The U.S. military now prefers the acronym UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, or Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. Grush, who saw combat in Afghanistan, served several roles in the U.S. intelligence community and was the National Reconnaissance Office's representative to the UAP task force, told the debrief, the U.S. government and its contractors have been retrieving material for decades. Do you believe any of that?
Well, so this all kind of started in 1947 with the Roswell incident in New Mexico. So I kind of struggle to believe that it's been kept under wraps this securely for that long. Like, how much stuff from the 1940s hasn't came out? I mean, maybe, I guess you don't know till you know. But I don't know. It would be neat, I guess, but I would like to know why it's secret.
Real. So I can understand how they can keep it secret. You know, the United States government, You know, Tom always says we the people. We the people are the government. But the government does so many things that we have no concept and no clue whatsoever of what they do. and that they can keep secret for centuries. So it does not surprise me. I guess that what is more telling is that more and more of this information, a year or so ago, there was all of this conversation in this country about all these unidentified flying objects that they used to dismiss. But then when military people started saying, jet pilots and ships that they've seen unidentified flying objects, and they have let that out publicly. It's one thing to say, well, you know, we got a guy up in Sturgeon Bay who says he saw an alien. We're not going to mention any names. And you say, okay, well, you know, that we know. He's just. But when the military itself starts making these statements, man, and starts talking about it, and it's more talked about publicly and not from the perspective of some crazed person, it makes you stop and wonder and think. New York Times reported in 2020 had debriefed Defense Department officials on a range of discoveries, such as items retrieved from off-world vehicles not made on this earth. It also comes amid a remarkable period in which the U.S. military has for the first time admitted to encounters with objects that seem to defy known technology. I do believe. I'm not saying that whatever things are, I think it would be foolhardy to think that the only life on any planet is here on this earth. You know, I would think that the creator of all of it, in some way, shape, or form, did not just, you know, if you believe in a creation, did not just place life on this earth. And as people prepare, long after I'm gone, to go to these different planets, do me a favor, Calvin. When you take your first trip, your first road trip to Venus, hey, send a message to me and let me know how it was.
I think I might be just a little. I don't know if I'll
be around.
Make it, yeah. maybe the kids nowadays, yeah, like the 5-6 year olds.
And I guess what it comes down to, man, is the fear. We have fear of the unknown, and the fact that they have this information. Should this information be available to people? And, you know, people panic. And I understand why they keep it away from people. Because I saw what happened on Independence Day, and I don't want that to happen here. right? Or one of my favorite movies, the one with Tom Cruise. I can't think of that movie, man. Why can't I think of that? No, it wasn't Mars Attacks. Mars Attacks was a funny movie. Anyway, y'all go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through
through September 2nd.
The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery. It's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org. Justdane.org.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media, and don't forget the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with highs around 70. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 79, chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. Here's certainly something that's timely, and certainly something that needs to be discussed, and this is how it's handled in different parts of the world, and that's addiction. Many people dying from fentanyl. Many Americans addicted to these types of drugs and dying young. And there are more people dying from drug overdoses than even being murdered. So the question becomes, what is going on in the country that so many people, especially younger people, are willing to risk losing their lives from these types of drugs? Now, I know they're not planning their deaths in most instances. You know, they're taking these drugs because they want to get high. They want to escape. That's what this is about. You don't take drugs like you know, heroin and opioids unless you're looking to escape reality. So why are so many Americans looking to escape reality? What is it? Because you have to address, we can talk about who's bringing the drugs in, and we can talk about fentanyl. And yes, but nobody puts a gun to anybody's head to make them take those drugs. I'm not talking about fentanyl, because fentanyl is what is being used to lace the other things, cocaine and heroin and others. It's being used to cut those drugs. So the question becomes, so many young people, you know, I didn't fall down out of heaven. I used drugs when I was younger. I'm not going to lie to people. I get that. But man, when we were doing that, there was not a threat of death tied up in, you know, when I took the hit of coke. No, Earl, don't tell us you took a hit of coke many times. I'm just saying, man. Let's be honest with people. And so the truth of the matter is, I get it that the people wanted to recreationally get high. But, that you know, dying is something altogether different. We weren't faced with, hey, if you do this, you could die. But we know that. That's a given. And so people know that. So what makes them, in the face of that, continue to do that activity? When you know at the end of it could be death. The goal was to get high, not to die. So while we're talking about fentanyl coming into the country, and if we don't talk about why people are looking to escape, we're wasting our time. Got to be effort extended into finding out why people, knowing that when I do this, I could die, and then not being able to resist. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Nobody's talking about that. So we're all talking about we need to do something about the Mexicans at the border. We need to do something about China. If there wasn't a desire for that drug or for those drugs by people in this country, then that would not be coming to this country. It's supply side economics. And so there's a desire for it, so it's here. Why? Why are so many young people ready to give up on life before they even get a chance to live it? What is it about our nation today that people are willing to take that risk? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's the question that should be asked. And that's why I'm asking it. It should be asked on a national level. But I don't have that platform. We're going about it the wrong way. It's not about what they're bringing in through the border. It's about making sure that we educate younger people coming behind those that this is what the risk is. And I don't hear people talking about that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Another potential humanitarian crisis in eastern Ukraine. Hundreds of thousands have had to be evacuated because of a major dam break. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge.
It's noteworthy that President Zelensky of Ukraine on at least two occasions last year warned that Russia might try and blow that dam up. What is not clear right now is how much the flooding and the unfolding crisis might impact Ukrainian offensive operations along that crucial southern front line.
Honoring those who fought at Normandy on the day the Allied invasion took place 79 years ago, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The veterans of World War II, we salute you. You saved the world. We must merely defend it.
Officials are investigating whether Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis was behind a flight that picked up asylum seekers on the Texas border and flew them, apparently without their knowledge, to Sacramento, California. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Area Public Schools passed resolutions during a packed school board meeting. Last night, four resolutions were proposed. Three passed unanimously after an almost four-hour meeting. Resolutions that passed include one for a capital referendum to build a new elementary school. The second involves setting up an outside study to adjust school boundaries. The third resolution would put into motion the closing of Weequahic Elementary School. Students from Weequahic would be relocated to Red Smith Community School. It's good news for the new zoo in Suamico. A recent report by Time Out magazine ranks the local zoo 25th overall in the United States. It was given high marks for visitor interactivity with the animals. It deserves a mention also that all the other zoos on the list were from much larger cities. Ichwaba, Civic Media News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
At 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, one of the reasons why I was bringing that up and why we were having a conversation is because in different parts of the world, they force people into recovery. And their interventions in different parts of the world that force people into getting, you know, the type of help that they need. The question becomes whether or not, you know, that helps. And many across excuse me, across the country think that forced abstinence is not something that really works. And so that's really kind of what this is about. At some point in time, we have to get to a point where what we're doing now is not working. And so many people are losing their lives. So we got to try something. And my thing is we can't just keep moving down the path that we have been moving down. Now, I want to jump to our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Here's another subject that is really important that I think we should delve into and look at. And phone lines are open again at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And this is an article in today's Huffington Post, and it's it talks about Missouri wants to execute an inmate named Michael Tezus today. Let's go to the phone lines and Deidre. Hey, Deidre, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. You say what?
Hello. I am the mother of a daughter who passed away from fentanyl under a year ago.
Oh, my heart goes out to you.
My daughter was 34 years old, a mother of two, a wife, a CO in a prison, a outstanding woman. And the reason I believe her personal death happened is she needed mental health relief. She had gotten a pill that she had thought was a regular anxiety pill. And as you stated, it was induced with fentanyl.
You know, I don't... You know, a heart goes out to you and your family, and your thoughts on the way the nation is addressing these issues. If there was something that you could say on behalf of your daughter and others.
Okay, I would definitely say last year is the first time that I was aware. And I'm so happy you're having this program, and I'm so happy that, you know, you're spreading the word to these people and these kids and anybody. I would say that our mental health system, our insurance companies, our doctors are not taking care of our mental health. And I get you when you say, yeah, we used to get high. We used to want to get high. Some of the people aren't wanting to get high. They do want the release is what you're saying, you know? They want the relief. And if you're thinking you're getting something for a relief, you're not getting that. You're getting death. You're getting death.
You know, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
You may not know it, but I have a son who is mentally ill. And I always tell people about, you know, the travels. Travails of my life in his life. And over the past, he's now 46 years old. And mental illness has been with us over the last 24 years. And we live in a society that has kind of dismissed mental illness. And you know, there was a time when that wasn't the case. In our parents' time, and you know, maybe it was draconian the way they handled mental illness. They put people in warehouses, and you ever see ones flew over the cuckoo's nest?
Yes, yes.
And that's kind of the way they treated people with mental illnesses. But because I have a son who is mentally ill, I am very much involved in and aware of what goes on with a society that ignores the mental illness issues of the citizens. And at the end of that is all of this pain and misery because we have a society that does not do right by people with mental illness.
Agreed. Correct. Correct. Ironically, I am also a caregiver for people with mental illness. And I mean, I understand this whole concept of wanting to check out for a minute or
right.
get help, get relief. But, you know, the insurance companies, they won't approve anything that is, it's just give you a pill and be on your way. It's not strong enough. Who knows? I don't know. I have 70,000 more patients I have to see today. You know, try this out. Try this out.
Yes.
And it's not individual care for the person anymore.
So
we used to go to the doctor, and the doctor knew your first name when you walked in. Now the doctor's like, "Hey, who are you? Okay, I'm sorry, I got the wrong chart here." You know, so we're not addressing the one-on-ones like we used to.
Ma'am, all I can say to you is, you have lived long enough, as I have, to remember a time when things were not the way they are today. And
exactly.
And so we don't have either the time nor a society that is concerned enough with the individual human beings, because, again, we spend most of our resources on military. And so we don't have time for the American citizens who have these types of issues. And other nations do a much better job of dealing with people who have mental illnesses than this nation. And so, you know, people constantly harp on the fact that I'm always beating up on our country. You have to beat up on a country that has ignored
you
its citizens who, right now, as I'm talking about the fentanyl issue, and you are a testament to an unfortunate situation where you lost somebody you love dearly, and your grandchildren have lost their mother, and this will never, they'll never, you can't turn back the clock on this. But as a nation, we've got to do a much better job of educating people in this country and not spending all the time talking about that people are bringing it up from the border. What does that solve? Nothing.
Right. Right. It solves nothing. You're not addressing where does the root come from? Where does the problem absolutely start that you want to go purchase this?
Yes. You know, ma'am, it's, you know, we live in a society that alcohol does severe damage to people, but it's okay. We know long term the number one killer of people in this country is alcoholism. We know that. But it's legal. So, you know, we encourage it. We've got commercials on. We advertise it, you know. And so that's okay because it's legal. Well, it does as much damage as anything. Deidre, I wish I had more time, but thank you from the depths of my heart. And our hearts and prayers go out to you and your family. It takes a lot of courage to have experienced the pain that you've experienced and be willing to share. Leave your number with Calvin. Will you please?
That would be wonderful.
I'd love to reach back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'd love to reach back out to you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, we just have to get this right. Okay? And again, the answer to it is not the Chinese are bringing fentanyl into the country. The Mexicans is coming from the border. That's elementary. We've got to delve deeper. We've got to dig deeper into why. And we do know in many instances why. The pharmaceutical companies have been able to get away with producing these pills, Oxycontin and others, and getting away with it and helping create, you know, the desire for it. Many, many doctors have been sued for also playing a role in distributing OxyContin. You know, many pharmacies have been sued, if you will. Collectively, they were the biggest drug dealers in the country. Yes, in this country. We talk about the poor guy on the street corner selling, you know, weed. And he's a thug and he's a drug dealer. We must get rid of him. But at the same time that was going on, we weren't saying one thing about the real drug dealers. A government that turned a blind eye, knowing what was going on, who helped our young people get hooked and addicted, and then shut it off. Because it's true, OxyContin was where many young people got hooked on this. And then when they couldn't get OxyContin, they wound up reaching out to whatever it was that they could get next to that. I don't know. I didn't do that. But I told you I did have my own demons that I overcame. So I think I know a little something about it. I really do. And I know that the way we're addressing it right now is not the answer. But nobody's going to invite Earl on any panel or any of those things to talk about what some of the solutions. They're not. But the answer, the way they're handling it right now, is not the answer. It's not. It's not that simplistic. Let's go to CJ. What's going on, CJ?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. I don't like the way you gloss over the fact of how this fentanyl and that tragic story for that woman happens 300 times a day around this country.
What am I glossing over, man? What am I glossing over? If you've been listening to the inception of this conversation, candid conversation that I've had and am having, not only did I listen to the caller, but I also talked about my own demons. So don't tell me what I've been glossing over. That's not glossing over anything. Go ahead.
How you gloss over how this fentanyl gets here. 300 times a day it happens around this
country. What is it about you cats? Man, what is it about you cats? I said that's not the issue. If we're going to continue to talk about how it gets here and not why people are taking it, we're missing the point. Got to go to a break. Hang on. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Just released from prison, in need of a job, but no one is hiring. Just Dane has been lifting people through these times of employment barriers for 50 years. And you can support this Madison nonprofit's important legacy and work. Join Civic Media by donating to Just Dane. Any amount will make a difference. Learn more and help now at justdane.org. That's justdane.org. Changing lives, changing the community for 50 years. Justine.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Krebscast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 70. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 79, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
Text us that same number. We're talking about, you know, what to do about, you know, educating people on what's happening, you know, with the use of drugs. And let's go to Andre from Wauwatosa. Hey, Andre, how you doing? Thank you very much for
calling. I'm doing great, Gerald. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Yeah, no, I was just following up on it. I was listening to the guy with the senior calls over something. But, you know, in my opinion, you know, this society is broken. You know, the United States is broken as a people, from a spiritual comfort point of view, in my opinion. It needs to be fixed. Like you were saying, some things about spending money on military, there needs to be some money put in other areas, too. I agree with you on that. But as a country, we are broken. Politically, religiously, justice. We're broken as a people. And I'm 70 years of old. I've seen this country. I don't even recognize it anymore. And I've been to every state in this country, with the exception of Puerto Rico. And I've lived in 23 states in my profession. And this place is broken. So you have a combination of social media. And be aware of invented matters. Because with newly invented matters come innovation. And with innovation, it leads to a hellfire. So as a result of that, our kids are committing suicide because they're broken. They don't know. They've been telling them to do this, to do that, and they reach out to drugs to comfort themselves.
You know, Andre, you and I are in the same age demographic, and the nation is broken. And I don't care the people who act as if it's not. Can stick their heads in the sand all they want to, but so many young people are dying. And if it's not from gunshots, it's from the drugs. And we have a nation that's not willing to really do the things necessary to address these issues. And the answer is not the people coming from the border. That's hogwash. And that's what we hear people who don't have answers or solutions to the real issues that are causing the problems in this society. So they parrot the same thing. Well, the fentanyl's coming from the border. And even if it is coming from the border, who makes people use it? And why are people using it is the question, not the fact that it's coming from the border. Because if it's not coming from the border, they're going to find it somewhere. Thank you, Andre. I appreciate it. Karina, how you doing, my friend? Thank you. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Well, the first thing I say, you know, 2 hours is not really working for me. I know there is a bigger and fatter plan behind it, but as of right now, it feels like most of the programs, like yesterday, it feels like you guys are taking a full chest of air to take a fare
and you'll have to see this, by the way.
So Karina, you know, I'm only a host. I'm only a host, but thank you.
I know. But about drugs. Listen, I work in the healthcare. You know that, and I worked for a long time, and I'm still working with the mental health clinics, private clinics. Independent clinics, built several of them. So this is what it is. The thing is, the drugs, as you absolutely right, is not where they're coming from. It's why are we using them? And
yes,
why the young people using them. So there is a huge problem besides peer pressure, parents pressure, school pressure, and everything like that. Those kids are going through their life, younger life, without being assessed for mental health. Unless teachers or parents would start asking questions and be concerned. If the child is a quiet child, no one will look at this child unless there is some sort of problem. We do not have a systematic processing, and everybody against them because, oh, you're not going to discriminate my child. My child is absolutely fine. But majority of youth is a dual diagnosis. There is always underlying mental condition, which needs to be fairly easily, most of the time, solved and helped kids. We misdiagnose, we underdiagnose, and the funniest part out of all, pediatric and the mental health is the least specialties what's getting paid. The fee schedule, what they're getting paid, nowhere near where the other doctors receive reimbursement.
Hey, Karina.
So, as you can see, for a healthcare, it's not important, neither kids or a mental health.
Hey, Karina, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. I just want to say this as we get ready to wrap this up. And so... this is both, this is for both, you know, urban, rural, and suburban. All those children, this is happening to all of them. You don't escape because you live in a well-to-do suburb. You don't escape because you live in rural America. And you don't escape because you live in urban America. The impact is across the board. So if there's certainly something that we need to be able to come together collectively to address with all the other things that we can't get right in this country, this we should be able to, because all of our children, I don't care where they're from, are impacted by this. And Democrat, Republican, Christian, Muslim, you know, male, female, you know, has nothing to do with it. Those are the things that are causing it to continue to proliferate. The separation, the divide amongst people who should put the lives of our future and value them more than anything else. We got to go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thanks to callers. You've been tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melds sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking!
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan.